Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this. Well, the rain's starting to wind down a little bit, at least the heavier stuff, on this rainy Thursday morning. And it's time to get to the phones because we're going to be talking to Becky Barnhart from the Caulfield Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Just getting through today, and looks like at least the heaviest stuff is starting to move out. At least the heaviest of the rain is starting to move out, but it looks like we'll have some drizzle hanging around for a good portion of the rest of the morning. So,
keep it cool.
Yes, it will. In fact, it's cooled down quite a bit. It was 78 when it started raining, and it's now 73. So it's knocked down the temperature just a little bit. However, I worry about the sun coming out after that because then it'll crank up the humidity. So,
so that's right.
All right. Well, Becky, love talking to you every week. And love hearing about all the animals out there. And before we start talking about any of the animals, do you have any updates or something new that is going on?
Yes, I have some good stories to start.
Awesome. Sounds great.
Talk off with. We have been able to network, as I've told you in the past, with several rescue groups. So this last week, we have taken four dogs to Dodge City. That was quite a trip for Brad to make.
Yeah, that's a long trip.
He left this morning to go to Kansas City with nine dogs. We've had we have a dog going to Iowa, and I'm not sure how that's working. I think what that means is he's got a transport group that will come through and pick the dog up on their way. And then we had a dog go to Paola. So he's been very busy this week, and it thrills us to death because after the 4th of July, we had, in one week, he had 50-some animals come into the shelter. And if you've ever been into the shelter, you realize that we do not have that many places for them, let's say, runs. So they were in, like, carriers. He doubled up many, many, many that could get along. He doubled up. So we had, like, three in a cage, and not a cage, but a walkway. And it's not, they're not made for that. They're made, you know, one animal per run. So we were just, about to, you know, lose it because thinking, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness. But like I said, this networking has just, it's just wonderful because there are areas that actually they don't have available dogs for adoption. So it's working out great. And remember Peanut that I talked about, that he liked chicken dinners?
He was
picked up.
And, oh, that's good.
He's
good.
He's going to be placed in the home next week even. I mean, that quickly it's going to happen. So those are all six. A lot of Curly, a lot of these dogs, Glenn, the names that probably almost sound familiar to you as they do to me, they've all been able to get into a rescue group situation that they foster them, make sure, you know, that they are socialized back to go in, and then they're up for adoption and will be adopted. So it's just, it's wonderful. But then here's another sweet story. We had two little dogs come in. One was a Yorkie and one was a Dachshund. The Yorkie was about 13. The Dachshund was about 10. The owner had them all these years, has leukemia and can no longer care for them. So made the difficult choice of bringing them to us, and they were adopted this week as of yesterday together. The family took them together. So I get kind of goosebumps when I talk about this because older dogs, you know, they have a harder time adjusting to this situation. So for this family to take them both in, knowing their age, you know, no, little dogs really do have a longer lifespan than the larger dogs. So that's probably one of my best stories that I can tell you. And we had a puppy adopted yesterday, so that's always a good thing. One of the funny things that happened this week is we had an older dog, female, and you could tell that she'd had several litters through her life because of her body shape. Well, it turns out she was pregnant and delivered three puppies to us on Monday. So we went, whoa, but here we go again. There's a foster family took her in, and they're going to take care of her. So we got her out of the shelter, you know, where it's so loud and there's a lot of barking and stuff. So she's got a good place right now to make sure those puppies grow up to be healthy and ready for adoption. So,
right.
See, lots of good stories. I feel so good about this.
Yeah, those are some good stories.
Because for so long, you and I would say, well, no, we haven't, you know, and you don't want to ever be gloom and doom because there's enough of that without even going there. So we always try to look at the positive side of the shelter. And as I said, good things have been happening, and we're just tickled pink about it. So
That is some good stories to hear. Love to hear about the doggos getting, especially the one with the chicken. That poor guy. I mean, he was just being a dog. That's what he was being. So
yes. See, he's beautiful. I kept saying all along, he was a tan lab, just beautiful dog, but he just wasn't, you know, and that's very typical of, mm-hmm. of that breed, because they're hunters, so you know, they
exactly
duck dogs.
He was hunting chickens, so
so nice that particular story turned out, and also for Curly, I keep thinking about
yes.
Curly, because Curly was with us forever.
Yeah, and, he was.
He's adopted out another dog that had been with us since the 1st of June. The owners. And as I keep saying to people, please always check back with the shelter over and over and over again, because sometimes these dogs come in maybe after you've already checked with us. But we had a dog since the 1st of June, a little black dog, just lovely little guy, and we haven't been able to adopt him. And last weekend, a gentleman came in and said, you know, I'm gonna look again and see if you have my dog. Well, it turned out we did.
Oh, there we go.
And when Brad brought him out to the front lobby, that dog just went berserk, just jumping. And then he took the dog out to the truck where his wife was, and she was crying. The dog was, you know, upset, just jumping around, being happy. So those are the kind of bring tears to your eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. That's good to hear.
And they were thrilled to get the dog back, and we were thrilled to reunite, because those reclaims are always fun to watch.
It absolutely really, especially when you could tell that the pet knows who their owner is, because they start going nuts, you know.
Yeah,
they're just like, oh my gosh, it's you.
Yes.
it's you.
Yes. We've taken dogs to the large room before, and it's sectioned off, so you can't see, you know, they can't see everything.
Mm-hmm.
But as you turn to go down the row where this dog might be, and if you've got the owner, the dog will instantly start getting excited, so you know, even without the two making eye contact, that the dog recognized the person with you. And I just think that's unbelievable, that they just know your smell.
It's my human being. It's my human. It's my human.
Yeah, and then they look at him and go, do you know where I've been? Where have you been?
Well, I mean, and that's like the thing with my cat. You know, we'd leave him at home, you know, leave him plenty of food, and we'd go away like on a vacation for a week or so and come back, and she'd come out and meow, 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 and just meow at you for like 5 minutes straight, and then leaves the room and refuses to even acknowledge you for a bit until the
hacked off it.
Yeah, they're a little mad at you. They're basically cussing you out at first. And where have you been? And
yes.
Do you know what happened? And you know what? I'm going to go in this other room for a little bit, and I'll come back out when I want you to pet me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they you know, I don't know that I've ever witnessed a reunion with a cat and an owner. We've had it happen, obviously, but I don't know. And so it'd be interesting to know how. I bet they do get very vocal. Well, just like what you said. I'm
yeah,
sure
they do. They meow very loudly and let you know that, like, hey, that's my human.
Oh, it's funny.
All right. Well, again, so it sounds like a lot of happy stories there. So let's make some more happy stories, and let's find out who is out there at the pound right now. Let's see who the crew is.
Okay. The list is shorter today, which that doesn't hurt my feelings at all.
Exactly.
Yes, and as I always say, there are other animals out there that maybe are not quite available for adoption yet, and that's due to the fact they haven't been with us long enough, and we also do our health check on them to make sure they're healthy when we adopt them out or do the best we can with health. Right now, we do have a litter of puppies. They are probably just now 8 weeks old. They came in. The mother apparently couldn't be found. Animal control officer was able to catch them and bring them in. So we do have them on hard puppy chow. We started off wetting it down, but they are able to handle the dry stuff. There are six of them left. One of them was adopted yesterday. They are black with some brown on their feet. And then there were two in the litter that were white with little brown spots on them. And one of the little white brown spots puppies was adopted yesterday. So if you're looking for a very young dog, we've got a cute litter out there. And then we have Piggy. Piggy is a sweet girl. She's got a blue spot on one of her brown eyes. She is tan with some white markings and black on her muzzle. We're guessing her age to be around 4 years old. Ruby Rose is female, 4 years old, brindle. Her ears stick straight up. She is dog friendly. You have to do the introduction a little slowly, but she likes them after she's around them a little bit. She's a terrier mix, around 50 pounds. She is current on her rabies, and she's also had a heartworm test, and she might need some treatment for heartworm. I'm trying to read his note here. But anyway, Ruby Rose is really a beautiful little dog. Liz needs to be an only child. She is a heeler mix, and that's probably kind of typical for heelers. Sometimes they're not, they don't like to be the other dog. They want to be the dog. And she is a female, around 3 years old. She's white with some red-brown markings, and she's got some red tick markings on her. Very high energy, as they can be, so she would need an active couple. Buddy and Lee, they are Labrador mixed puppies, and I think these are super, super sweet pups. I told Brad, I said, they are so calm. They're so well-behaved. They're keeping their kennel clean. They've got that cute, cute Labrador look to them, so they would make two wonderful dogs. Golden, with some white markings on their face, chest, and feet. They're only 4 months old, and they are around 35 pounds right now, but they are super sweet, and I swear, they are my pick of the crew as far as what I think is out there young-wise, you know, the younger puppies. Henry, beautiful. He is a beautiful collie mix, brown with some black and white on his mane. He's about 5 years old. He will bond with you and be your best friend. When I walk with him, he walks and he turns and he looks at me constantly to see what it is I want. I think he also would be a great older dog because he seems so trainable and calm. He walked out with me, and I told him to sit. He did. And the whole time, like I said, he's just making eye contact with me to make sure he's pleasing me and doing what I want him to do. So great dog. That was Henry. Charlotte, she's very, very playful. She is a Lab Kelby mix, black with some white, and she's got a cute little teddy bear face and ears, and she's around 2 years old. We still have Cassina. Now, she's probably she's the only one on here that's still with us. She's a 4-year-old spayed female, a pocket bully, tan and white, super sweet. She has had the heartworm found positive for that. We've done the treatment. So she is going to be heartworm-free upon her adoption, but she'd always need someone to make sure they keep current on that since she's had it once. And then the kitty cats. We've got a couple new ones. We've got Hallie. She is a Siamese mix, absolutely beautiful. This cat is so, so pretty. She's very playful, she's very friendly, and she's around 2 years old. And her beautiful blue eyes, she's just gorgeous. And then we have, what is he calling her? Drazzy. Okay, I don't make up these names. Drazzy is, he says, she is a dragon cat. She has black, long hair on her tail and her body, but she has short hair on her face and neck. So she's a little different looking, so therefore he's calling her a dragon. But it's kind of cute, dragon cat. Around 5 years old, and we still have her on a health hold because we haven't had her very long, but beautiful, beautiful black cat. Then we have some litters that I think is absolutely hilarious. We've got this one litter. All of them are black and white, the tuxedo-looking kittens that they are. And then there's one female gray tabby. It's a funny thing. It almost looks like this thing that's been on Facebook about all the raccoons, and then there's a cat looking out. Well, this would be the same way. You've got all these little black and white kittens, and then here comes the tabby. It's same litter, but it's really cute. We also have our king of distancing. We still have Turtle with us, and he is a lovely, lovely cat. He's about 3 years old, and he's a tabby. Sox is still with him. They could be brothers, also around 3 years old. And they've got that gray tiger stripe with the white on their belly, the chest, legs, and face. And then our last cat to talk about today is Jackie. She's 3-year-old female. She's a long-haired tabby. And then we also have, and I got to mention this other litter, too. There's another litter of kittens that will be up for adoption here in another week or so. And there's all different colors in that litter. There's a beautiful gray one with a little white spot on her nose that kind of sticks out in my mind. But if you want to see something cute, you need to come see the litter where everybody's black and white, look, tuxedo little kittens, and then here comes the tabby. In fact, I looked in and at her and I said, Brad, are you sure this kitten's with this litter? he belongs. But he's definitely the different child. So that's who we have available for now. And our telephone number is 620 252 6060. We are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant, County Road, right before you go across the bridge of Coffeyville. Our hours at this time are still staying the 2 to 4 in the afternoons, Tuesday through Saturday, but we are really thinking, since we're having so much success with the adoptions and things, that we're going to extend our hours. So be listening. We haven't kind of made that determination yet because we're listening what the governor's saying is safe and that kind of thing. But we feel like we need to get our hours back up and get more hours available. We're always available. If you want to come out and look, you call, make an appointment, we'll make arrangements to be there. So Facebook page, CFA, Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We are also trying to keep pictures up so you can see these great animals that I've been speaking about today, and come out and see us now. We're asking people to come back, wear your mask, and come see us. It's a great place to be.
Absolutely. So again, lots of great dogs and cats down there for you to go down there and check out and take home my forever friend for sure.
That's right.
All right. Well,
we have all makes and models.
Yes, we do. So that's right. So be sure to get on down there, and I'm pretty sure you'll find there's lots of great guys down there right now, guys and girls down there right now, but maybe you'll find the one that you just really connect with. So.
Or if you just want to come out and hold and socialize the kittens and puppies, that's very important.
They'll love that, too.
They do.
Especially when you get to play with the little kittens.
That's right.
I love how they jump on your hand or something like that, because they're vicious at that age.
They can be. They sure can.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much, Becky, for coming on today. And we will talk to you again next week.
Okay. All righty.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Becky Barnhart with the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Again, lots of great animals down there, so be sure to get on down there. All right, we do need to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have calls all the way up until 11 o'clock. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.